Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As the owner of Liverpool Football Club, you might look at it and go, what if COVID happens again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
There's no wiggle room.
Yeah.
There's wiggle room again. And I gave the Jude Bellingham example, but it could quite easily be a mad pandemic or something like that, which just gives Liverpool a little bit of breathing room where they can go, you know what, we're comfortable here, we're quite safe. But I think the interesting point, and I've got the line here, K. Don Cornwell added, Liverpool is one of the most iconic football clubs in the world with a passionate fan base and significant global reach. Dynasty is privileged to support the club and work alongside FSG to execute on the tremendous growth opportunities ahead. It's those last four words.
Exactly what I picked out.
Are the biggest point. And that, even before I'd read that, I'd started to look into the backgrounds of these people. So as an example, we know about David Ginsberg, vice chairman of FSG, former vice chairman of Liverpool Football Club. K. Don Cornwell has worked at The Zone, okay? He was involved in Major League Baseball's advanced media, and he was a strategic advisor in the NFL. Jonathan Nelson, one of the other co-founder, worked with Yankees Entertainment and Sports Network, MLS Media, Hulu, and here's where it gets really interesting as well, because you're already thinking about the football and where that game rights and stuff are going. MGM Resorts, and they purchased, and he was involved in one of the purchases of Sky Betting. And then I went a little bit further down than just the co-founders and went to a guy called Matt King, who was the CEO of Fanatics Betting, online sports betting and gambling companies, iGaming, FanDuel and Daily Fantasy. And if you look at it, potential growth opportunities from those three fellas that I've just mentioned there. There's the TV rights, there's media packages, and there's a fucking huge thing of gambling and betting. And it's probably maybe what I know about Liverpool and what I know about every football club at the moment is they know a lot about the people who go to the games. Mm-hmm. And all I know from doing Red Men is that so many people are trying to get into this. How do you monetize fans? Liverpool have been known to do it, and wholeheartedly think, oh, fucking hell, it's shit. But it happens, and you can't just pretend it doesn't.
You would be shocked at how much of it goes on. We it's the kind of thing we pay attention to, but the average people, who don't think about what these companies are, whose names are on the sides of pitches. So I was at a sports conference 5 or 6 years ago. One of the companies that's had its name printed on the side of the grass on the Etihad City's ground, they're a data capture company, and they do, it was shocking when I heard how much they pay attention to. Like, so when you log, it's like things like, so you log into the Wi-Fi, the free Wi-Fi, but then that tracks you on the location around them. So that knows where you're walking, how long you're stopping in a particular spot, what you're there for looking at. So they can start to build a data model to start to go, well, actually, if people are hanging around this particular area, why? Well, we'll put some more stalls there to get some more money. It's mad.
It's Cambridge Analytica shit, isn't it, basically?
Honestly, like, and you're right. So, like, that Man City are at the forefront of that kind of stuff, and Liverpool, I've clearly got a bit of things to catch up. But some of the points you talked about there caught my attention. Again, this is the speculation point on this, because one of the things I had said, and me and Dan were discussing this, and we've had this conversation before, is those the next movement in media rights. Should that current collective bargaining agreement ever break down, and if Liverpool are able to negotiate their own TV deals, whether that's individually to someone else or actually in-house, having a company that has those connections and has the technical expertise to help you deliver upon that is going to put Liverpool into the next, they're ready. You want to be ready for the next movement rather than reactive. 2 or 3 years to be building something if and when it happens.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But it actually, the resorts thing, because it's...
Having been to Vegas with you not that long ago, like fucking MGM Resorts and stuff like that's crazy.
Look at Anfield. Yeah. It's all well and good, again. So you can't... What Liverpool can't do now, they've made it quite clear, they'll refresh the Kenny Dalglish stand and they'll refresh the Kop at some point. But as far as expansion goes, there's no more big wins there. They might be able to fill the corners in. You might get a couple more thousand here and there, but there's no more, here's another 10,000 seats. You're not getting Anfield up to 80, 90,000 capacity. It's not going to happen. So you talk about it a lot. How do you increase your spend per head? What you do is you can only sell those tickets, but you want the footfall to be worth more money to you. So they've got the club store, they've got the Kop bar now, which is where the museum used to be, and or the club shop used to be underneath the Kop. But if you can put a hotel on the site and you can put, like, I don't know, fucking hell, I'm not saying it would be this, but you put a casino on the site or you put something else, the fan park experience, that's another way where all of a sudden that's where your match day revenues could go potentially to.
And that's the scary thing. And it's all things that, I'll be honest with you, as a football fan from Liverpool, it scares me. I don't know whether I like the idea of this, but... If you were to say, well, look, if you want to compete over the next 10 years with a football club like Manchester City, potentially like Newcastle, et cetera, and you've got a choice between, sorry for the choice of words here, Americifying, if that is even, but you know what I mean.
You should apologise for the awful butcherisation of the English language.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus what we could see in a country owning or a state owning our football club, yeah, the gamification of football fans is a lesser evil.
Yeah, and look, it's all, everything, money's evil, isn't it? So, you know, the thing is, it doesn't scare me so much. What, you know what scares me? Parking my car around the football ground. What scares me is being...
Is that because you got your laptop nicked?
Yeah, but that's the fucking point. Going to Anfield of a night time, when there's not a match on, you don't want to walk around Anfield after dark at those times. I remember there was a kit launch there that we were going down for, and it was, it's just, it is an area that's got really high levels of social deprivation and stuff, where people are living below the poverty line. But that in turn has a knock on impact. And if you can raise the level of the area, if you can put more investment into the local area, if the shops can come back again, because there's been so much regeneration, there's been lots of stuff cleared out, but stuff hasn't come back in just yet. And you can bring that all up, so the area becomes a bit like, you've got the Etihad campus at Man City, and Liverpool in the long term are always going to lose out to that, because City have got space to expand. They've got place. You can go. It's a destination. Right now, you can go to watch a match. You might go to the club shop and you can go to the museum, but that's it. You want people to be able to, you want two or three or a handful of restaurants. I mean, it was crap, the Stade de France, and the area was horrendous, but actually one side of the ground, there was just a row of different restaurants. Well, you can go to Stade de France and you can eat. Yeah,
well, exactly. Wembley have got it now, haven't they? They've got all the restaurants, they've got all the shops, the outlet stores, they've got absolutely everything around the football stadium. They've got goals there if you want to go and play footy. They can put events on outside of the ground and stuff like that. And that is unfortunately one of the areas where we lose out to other teams, because that is revenue that we can't generate. Yeah. And I'm sure Liverpool will probably have realised during the COVID or what happened? Why did they bring in the 290 pint? Do you remember?
No.
They brought in a 290 pint, and I don't know whether it was we were coming back from COVID or whatever.
This was like along with like the help out to eat out kind of era. It was like, we're making beer cheaper because the pubs aren't. So come in and drink in the ground instead.
And loads of people started to drink in the ground, and they probably looked around, God bloody hell, I'm actually making more money for having people drink in our ground. Yeah. What a game changer. Now, if they could just get the staff to be able to pour the fucking drinks quickly, you'd make four times as much. Like, if you could serve everybody in the ground a pint at half time, that would be genius. Like, you should be able to do that. But this is what they've got to realise, is they've got to be able to maximise the spend per head, and they will do, unfortunately.
The questions to be asked, and this is what I'm hoping Dan's going to dig into, and if he doesn't get it from Dave Powell, we're going to get it over the coming days, because it's those things as mentioned. There's the impact of loans taken out to kind of offset the losses due to COVID. There's the cost of the Anfield Road expansion. There's purchasing Melwood back for the women's team. There's the player sales. Whilst Liverpool, let's say this investment is 100 million, just because it's a nice clean number, that money isn't 100 million pounds that goes straight into Liverpool's coffers, and Liverpool are free. There's 100 million pounds to go and spend on players. That's paying off all of that stuff. So what was that costing Liverpool on a yearly basis? Because that's what it puts back, effectively, not quite, but that's what it puts back into the transfer coffers in some regards, because the owners don't take profits out of the club. Their value comes in Liverpool being successful and the value of the club growing. So that's the really interesting figure, because that means that next summer and the summer after that and the summer after that, Liverpool should have their spending power increased, not by a huge dramatic windfall level, but if as far as the model goes, it feels like, because I know your long standing, actually probably the last year point on FSG has been, have they taken it as far as they can take it? Well, this feels like setting yourself up, they're setting themselves up to find out. So all the stuff, all the extra costs, the exceptional costs that aren't meant to be part of the business are gone with this. Now we get to see whether you can still compete.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.